Welcome to Imperfect Parenting. I'm Ariel Green Anderson.
My name is Mats Andersson.
We're bringing you raw, real, and unfiltered stories from around the world.
Are you an IP parent?
Hey, it's Coach Ariel Anderson, mom, podcaster, author, and a person who keeps putting things down in the description for you. Occasionally there are some new things down there, so do check in there because we have live dates that are coming up at different times to meet here, well, not here, obviously, on YouTube or on social media, and some offers that are coming up. It's kind of exciting, and So today, I just lost my train of thought. What happened? Today, I want to talk about being in the creative mode and watching how the things that you do with your kids echo out to what you're creating in your business, your life, your heart. It's so powerful. Remembering to not just be cleaning up and making food, because boy, that can dominate a lot of life. Whether you are an at-home mom, parent, or you are working, there is always something to do when you get home. So I encourage you to, in order to continue your creative path, is getting the whole family involved at one point to have down spaces or creative spaces or quiet energied spaces, meaning they're not too chaotic. But there could be at least one room. Hopefully it's your bedroom, because that makes life much easier as far as getting good sleep. If it's too chaotic, it can be very difficult to feel relaxed in a space. Of course, once the lights go down, once my daughter falls asleep, I turn off the light, and I've told her that I'm going to do that because, you know, it's just better for her liver and for everybody involved. And yes, she still sleeps with me. I'm going to say that out loud. I know that we're all a lot of private about, oh, that's not right, and people are going to judge. And you know what? She is super warm and cuddly, and I've asked her to roll over so that we can each have personal space so we can sleep better. And now that she's older, she's able to do that. And then we cuddle up in different moments. I love her little warm, energizing feet. And yes, she's way older than I ever expected. But you know, the truth is, when I talk to people, I find out all kinds of things. And I don't actually believe that every child and person has the same need. And I've been told already that by a human design expert that is very common for her design. And so don't be surprised that she will, you know, need that grounding space. That's sort of her recharge. Imagine your EV car. Is that what they're called? EV, electric vehicle. I think that's what it is. If you have a smart or electric or supposedly somewhat eco car, or even your phone needs to recharge at night. And that's what we do together. We recharge our batteries to some degree. And I'm okay with that. I know in the right moment, from what I know about this person, when she is ready, she will be ready, and it happens in an instant. Just like her reading. Snap, she's reading. Snap, she's running, not walking. Snap, she's not using diapers anymore. It's literally the snap of a finger. And so I know it'll be the same with this, and I trust in that. Okay, I digressed a little bit, but I felt it was important to say it out loud, because a lot of things I hide and don't talk about, and I've forget that I do that. I'm like, oh, I don't talk to people about that because I'm embarrassed or I'm worried about it. But I think we need to be real about things. And so I thought I'd be real about that today. So creating the space is very important. So right now I look in our bedroom, and is it perfect? No, it is not. It goes through different waves, but it's not too bad. Downstairs, I spent quite a lot of energy over the weekend to clear space because, things become sort of get dumped, you know, at the end of the couch or one of the couches, or, you know, one corner or another. And then if there's so much chaos, I can't even think, you know, we were going to sit down and do taxes. We did. And I said, I need to clean first because this is driving me crazy. Maybe I was procrastinating a little bit, but there's something there for me about that. Oof, you know, expansiveness. And my husband always says, oh, I can see all the work that you've done. It feels good in here. I wish that would translate to, you know, doing that also. But as we agree, that is more my forte, and that's okay. That's okay. So, but I want to encourage you to get your family involved. We've talked about this before, and as we say, that which is important is worth repeating, and getting your family involved is important because then when you've cleaned up something, you definitely feel more, there's more connection to keeping that space like that. When Ella cleans her playroom, then she is more aware of people messing it up. When Mats does the dishes, he's more aware of people piling up dishes again quickly. And mine is like the whole domain is mine. So I notice everything all the time. Definitely, especially the leaving of things on the floor, like socks and people dropping a paper or a towel and they just stay there. It's a mystery to me. It's like, why is that so far away to bend down like half a meter? But it's just what it is. It's just how our family functions. It's like, ah, no, I have other things I want to do. It just cracks me up. So finding a place or we like to put on songs, like put on a song. In fact, I forgot to do that the other day. I'm like, we're going to do that. And then we didn't. But putting on a song or three, I recommend at least starting with one song. And if people are kind of rolling, then let it go to three maximum. And then don't push it too far because people get burned out and grumpy. Start there. And if people are really rolling with it, just let it keep going until people are finished. But there's power in doing it together. It's a mutual respect of the space and clearing the space and letting people choose, or you can of course encourage and work together on something where their space is that they like to create, and also then what people would like to create. This is so important. What do you want to create as a family, as an individual? It's powerful to create. What do you want to create? A business? Do you want to create art things? Do you want to create joy together? Do you want to create laughter? Maybe it's something really simple, creating food. Well, that's not always simple. Maybe it's create spaces in the house or in the yard. Maybe it's so many things. Maybe it's about writing. That's where I am now. I want to write and I want to write. I don't always have time and space for that, energy for that. That's the passion. It's always been there. It's like my best friend that I've always had right there in my own heart and soul. What is it for you? What is it for your kids, your partner if you have one, the people around you? How do they correspond or connect? How do they ping off of each other? How could you encourage each other to create together? Maybe just in the same space simultaneously, in the same zone, or maybe it's the same period of time, like, hey, let's like make this a creating time, turning off Netflix and decompressing with some mindful, beautiful creating. Now, sometimes if you're creating as something like a business, it's not always as mindful as you'd like it to be, but it also can be that way. What at different times of the day would you like to be creating? Now, at the beginning of the day, I like to create in a certain way. I have more vitality, energy. By the end of the day, if I've been recording podcasts or having phone calls, talking for me takes energy down a bit and I need to re-energize or be in a calmer, quieter space. I love connecting with people, with you, with my family, with other people. Even recently when I was on a call with somebody regarding a bill I wanted to switch up and do some changes with, I had a great time. So there is joy and possibility at every turn, and it takes some of my battery juice down a little bit. That's just how it is. Occasionally it goes the other way where you have an experience where you re-energize one another, and that's what we're looking for here, because creating in the way that you're meant to or drawn to, and not just getting stuck in the shoulds, like I should clean up or should get that done, or there's a checklist of things that haven't been done, is pausing for creating. Right now I'm pausing to create for you, and then I'll go back to, you know, the things that need to be done, must be done. Right now I get to joyfully create for you. So that's my intention out there for you this week, is looking at where that is for you and your family, and joyfully creating together. I wish you a beautifully imperfect week and month, maybe, depending on how often you listen. Definitely check down in the description in case there's something interesting for you, like one of our free live virtual events, or another offering that may be down there that is curious and interesting for you. All right. Definitely subscribe, follow, and share any episode that lights you up and you want to pass along. All right. Take care. Bye. Hey, if you made it this far in the podcast, fantastic. Thank you. I hope the journey was interesting for you today, whether it was me or the conversation I had with somebody somewhere in the world. You being here makes all the difference, because what you take in, you echo out to others, and that is meaningful. Definitely jump down in the description and check out what we've got going on down there, and keep your eyes open for the new things and new conversations that are just around the corner. I'm Coach Ariel Anderson, and I wish you a beautifully imperfect day.